Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Friday evening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on this 12th of June, 2020. Thanks for joining us on the KDKA Radio Evening Magazine. I'm your host, Dan Zangrilli. Tomorrow, I'll be on the FM side hosting Bucko Talk, Sports Radio 93.7. That'll be from 9 until 11, recapping the Pirates draft. I can only imagine what Bob Smizek will think about the Pirates draft. I've read him for years, and he's not short on, I think, pretty succinct and to-the-point opinions. But tonight, what we're going to be talking about here on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Bob, is one of the more remarkable stories, I think, in all of sport. That's the 50-year anniversary of Doc Ellis throwing a no-hitter at the San Diego Padres. First off, Bob, great to talk to you. Thanks so much, and good evening to you.
Good to be with you, Dan. My pleasure.
So, first of all, were you at the actual game? You were on the Pirates beat at that point, just to kind of piece the timeline together, because I know you broke the story. It wasn't necessarily the night of the game, as if I'm putting this timeline together correctly. Is that right?
I was not on the Pirate beat. I was 2 years away from the Pirate beat. I covered the no-hitter was in 1970. I covered the Pirates starting in 72 for 6 years. I got to know Doc very well, but no, I did not. I was not at the game, though.
Gotcha. Were you at the press at the time, or because you had a little stint, if I'm not mistaken, at another newspaper in another city, right?
No, I was working at the Pittsburgh Press.
Okay, the whole time. I was confusing you with Herzl. I'm so sorry.
Bob Herzl's been all over the place, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we have that that whole timeline. So you broke the story that Ellis pitched the game on LSD. When was that?
Well, I find this to be kind of a fascinating story. I was a columnist at the Pittsburgh Press at the time, and I think it was 1990. I'm not exactly sure. And I was in spring training at the time, not covering the Pirates, but doing other stories. And I was at Vero Beach, Florida, where the Dodgers train. And I ran into, maybe you're familiar with the actor David Lander, played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
No.
Yes, I've heard of the name, okay, and I know a lot of our listeners have.
For your time. But he was a big-time Pirate fan. He was very friendly with the Pirate players. He would join his team on the road once or twice a season. He would always be there in Los Angeles when they played there. The guys loved him. He was a celebrity, a good guy. So he knew the players very well. And I got to know him a little bit, too, because he was such a nice, they gave him a seat in the press box. He was royalty with the Pirates back in the mid to late 70s. So now I run into him in 1990, and he knows me and I know him. We start talking, nice conversation in Vero Beach. And then he says, and by the way, I talked to Doc last week or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember what it was, and he tells me the story how Doc claims he pitched a no-hitter on LSD. Well, that was kind of surprising to me, but I had known David Lander for a few years and a pretty honorable guy. So I said, well, that's great. And it just so happens I was going to be in L.A. with the Pirates early in the season, like maybe in 2 months. So somehow I got a hold of Doc and set up an interview with him. He was a drug counselor at the time. The Pirates were in San Diego. I drove up to L.A. to see him, and we sat down and talked, and he told me the story. Again, I knew him very well. I like to think I know when he's telling the truth and when he's not telling the truth, and everything he said to me made a lot of sense. People don't believe you could do that, and I don't know enough about LSD to say yes or no, but I believe it happened. As I mentioned on Twitter today, the Associated Press believed the story. They made it I got a third place award for best sports news story of the year. So I can understand why people don't believe the story, but I was there. I mean, I gave you the whole story because it's such a happenstance thing that I just sort of fell into it by a series of coincidences. And again, I talked to Doc, and sounded very, very truthful to me. So I wrote the story, and 50 years later, I still believe it. A lot of people do not.
Yeah, Bob Smyzik, retired columnist, former Pirates beat writer, the Press and the Post Gazette, with us here on KDKA Radio. I've never heard the story of how it evolved, and I wasn't aware, Bob, that it was some 20 years after the fact that the story didn't come out. I had always assumed, okay, being a younger generation, full disclosure, I'm in my mid-30s, so obviously I wasn't around for it, that this was something that was out there a little sooner, I guess, in the legacy of Doc Ellis.
I can understand why you would say that, Dan, and I don't even think there was even a little bit of hint about it. But again, to defend my point, I mean, Doc was a crazy guy. And as I look back on covering him from 72 through 70, I guess he was traded in 76, there probably were times when I talked to him when he was on drugs, because he was crazy, or almost insanely crazy half the time. So I'm not the least bit surprised. And as he told me the story, he was with a girlfriend in L.A., and she said, you better get moving. You got to pitch tonight. And he said, I'm not pitching till Friday. And she said, it is Friday. And that's when he got himself and his act together and, I believe, flew down to San Diego and showed up at the ballpark maybe like an hour and a quarter before the game started.
Isn't there stories of him getting lost and driving around and doing laps? I guess it would have been old Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego.
There are so many stories about Doc. I mean, he was arrested trying to arriving at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati in 1972. He was arrested because the guard gave him a hard time getting into the clubhouse. So those are the kinds of things that happened to Doc. And as I look back on it now, he probably was, you know, on some type of device back then, and probably gave the guard too much slip. So he has a history of doing crazy things, and I surmise that he pitched a no-hitter in LSD.
Why do you suppose that people have their doubts, Bob?
Well, you know, it's a good question, Dan, because Doc was known to embellish. But I also think that the people who were there and didn't realize it or understand it are in a bit of denial, like they should have known what is happening. And I guess my point is, again, I have not done drugs in my time. Most people don't know what it's like to run into someone who's on LSD or whatever else Doc was taking. And again, he was so crazy so much of the time, and I wasn't there that night, he could have been not a whole lot different than he was for the 6 or 7 days a week. I mean, he was just a crazy, loony guy, talking in circles all the time to you.
The craziest in Pittsburgh sports history, from your perspective, Bob?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone who would approach him for the loony way. You know, I think it was the 1974 season. He, in spring training, he was phenomenal. I think, I'm not exaggerating, I think he pitched 35 innings and gave up 2 runs. And he said, I'm a different person. I'm not drinking gin and tonics every day. Gin and tonics was probably his word for drugs. I'm walking a straight and narrow. He had his phenomenal spring training. He opened the season, I think his first 6 starts, he was absolutely blasted. So there was no understanding what was going on with this guy.
Bob Smyzik with us, retired columnist, Pittsburgh Press and Post-Gazette here on KDKA Radio. Doc Ellis, if you're just joining us in the midst of this interview, threw his no-hitter at the San Diego Padres 50 years ago tonight, allegedly, reportedly, on acid. And Bob Smyzik broke the story, unbeknownst to me, 20 years after the fact in 1990, which is terrific. Hey, have you seen the documentary, D-O-C-K-mentary, that I believe
absolutely.
Was...
Oh, absolutely, sure. I was in it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. What do you make of how that was done? Because that's turned into, I think, a cultural favorite, I think, from the millennial generation pirate fan.
Those guys were so professional, and how they did that. When they came to interview me, I live in a co-op building in Mount Lebanon. There's a lot of grounds here, so he took me out to the far fringe of the property to do the interview, and lo and behold, someone right over the property edge was cutting their grass at the time. So they drove over and paid the guy $50 to turn off his lawnmower. So they were just terrific, those guys. They were really interested in doing a good product. They put a tremendous amount of time into it. I have a lot of respect for what they did, and I thought the film turned out very well.
Bob Smyzik with us here on KDKA Radio. When you look back at that no-hitter, and as you piece together the bits of the story as he was telling it to you, and as you mentioned, Doc, he could spin a yarn every once in a while and exaggerate. What made you believe that he was telling the truth? If you recall how you wrote the story, you know, journalists, they always sort of have that cynicism, and they're always trying to cast doubt. What made you really believe him hook, line, and sinker?
My appointment with Doc was in L.A. Quite early afternoon, and it was when he was getting off work. He was a drug counselor at the time. He rather famously became a drug counselor late in his life, not right after he retired, but later on. So he was getting off work at the time, and I'm pretty sure as a drug counselor he was totally sober at the time, and he told me a story that I absolutely believed. I mean, he just made a lot of good points, and again, I knew the guy pretty well. He just sounded to me like he was very honest and believed what he said. I mean, no, there was no doubt in my mind. I never even thought that people would doubt the story, but as it turned out, they later did. But as I pointed out, it, I'm not bragging, as I occasionally won an award in my career. This won an award, national award, third best news story of the year. So the Associated Press believed it was a legitimate story.
Yeah, and some of his teammates, I think, do as well, though there are some that don't.
I don't think anyone has specifically said he did. That's baloney. Again, I don't think anyone knew with Doc. I mean, again, he was so goofy most of the time that you didn't know what to believe. Now, people say the main argument is that you couldn't do that on LSD. Well, again, I don't know, but he didn't take LSD 10 minutes before he pitched. He had taken it earlier in the day in L.A., flown to San Diego, gone to the ballpark, and got himself ready to pitch. So it wasn't like he was in the, you know, I mean, he was completely stoned out. I mean, he was under the influence of LSD, but, you know, I would assume a little bit I know about it in the later stages.
Yeah, he wasn't heavily tripping, as I guess they said back then.
Right.
Bob, I'd be remiss if, before I let you go, if I didn't ask you about the state of the game of baseball or lack thereof right now. I don't know how much you've been following it, because you did so for the better part of a 50-year career. But the squabbling that's going back and forth amidst a pandemic, I would love to read a Bob Smyzik column on that very topic on a Saturday morning.
Very disappointing. Baseball is the one sport I still follow very closely. I kind of drifted away in a lot of other areas, and I'm really, really missing it. I really do think they're going to come to a resolution, but they're certainly pushing it so far that one side could easily get upset with the other side and say no deal, and I think the owners are guilty of a little bit of bad negotiating, I guess, or gross stupidity, whatever you want to call it. But I really do think there's too much at stake, and they will come to a resolution and start the season. I think they're saying now July 10th.
Yeah, and how many games do you think they play? If I gave you an over-under of 69.5, are you taking the over or are you taking the under?
Bob? I would take the under on that, Dan.
Interesting. All right. Bob, I appreciate you joining me and spending some time reminiscing on, I would imagine, one of the neatest, funnest, if that's a word, stories that you've ever written. I don't know where this one ranks.
It certainly has turned out to be over the years. I never realized it at the time, but it keeps being brought up time after time after time. So I kind of get a kick out of it.
Well, and we got a kick out of the conversation here this evening. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Dan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.